Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, January 10th. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
Where's our guest for this morning?
She's the Invisible Woman.
Is missing in action, folks. Yeah. We don't know. It could be the rain.
Could be.
We're getting another rainy day in Southern California, which finally, I think we can conclude we're having a wet January or a wet winter, let's say.
I don't know why. I'm like 6 years old, right? So I always giggle when I hear wet.
Really?
I always just giggle. It's so ridiculous.
Okay, it's a moist.
Yeah, that's even worse. I can't do it. No, it's very rainy here for us, and it's very gloomy and kind of moody, which I love.
Right, right. It creates a good mood.
It's yeah, I was born, my birthday is in 2 days. So for me, it was like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
thanks always, for letting us know.
Well, okay.
We know now.
There we go. Yeah. I always want.
I'll probably forget it five minutes.
Don't even worry about it, man. No, but I always like January's to be somewhat moody because that's what I grew up with. And it's always like bright and sunny in California.
So it always is.
It's nice to have that here.
Yeah, I know. We complain about the sun, folks. I mean, you know.
We're assholes.
We're so freaking spoiled here.
Yeah, we are.
But no, you know, I think even too much of a good thing is sometimes, you know, you want to take a break from
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. Know? No, it gives you some seasons. Yeah, so she might not be here, but we got lots to talk about.
Man. We always do, folks. We always do. I did, well, before we get into the news and all that, I totally forgot what I wanted to say, but I did want to say something about the rain. Oh, that it seems to always rain when I'm sleeping. You know, I get up in the morning, there's no more rain. I want to enjoy the rain.
Yeah, it's always
so
in between.
So now it's raining because we're indoors. Watch, as soon as we're done, it'll stop raining. The sun will come up.
But to be honest, for any East Coast listeners, this is not a rain.
Yeah.
This is a mist.
Mist.
This is a mist. It is not a rain, and it's almost like a fuzz.
But you know what? We had some rains here.
For sure.
You
for
were
sure.
out of town. Yeah. But
I see. I'm never here when it happens.
Yeah,
just like,
right?
Yeah. So you say.
But it's unusual. Yeah. I mean, it's we don't get winters like that.
No.
Here. But it's cool regardless. And there are a lot of accidents and people getting late and stuff. So yes. We'll see. Maybe she'll still show up. I don't know.
It'll be a surprise.
She really wanted to be on the show. Well. So we'll see. Whoever wants to come, you're welcome.
Fourth floor, people.
Exactly. Just
fourth
get over
floor.
Here. You know, it's funny, but when we got started, we would sometimes I'd have a host or two, and sometimes he didn't have anybody, so he would go and grab somebody
this
from
the
other office.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Grab someone from the other office and find out about them and stuff, and people love being on the radio, you
who
know?
Doesn't?
Yeah.
Talking out loud.
So it's funny, you know?
It's the best.
Yeah. So are you recovering from your trip?
Yes, recovering, unpacking. Yeah, everything's going well.
Did you take your pets with you?
I did.
You did?
I
so
did.
You didn't miss them or anything?
No, it was really lovely. They got to run on the beach at Cape Cod. And
really?
It was beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was beautiful.
So they get the taste of the East Coast too,
yeah,
huh?
They do. And one of them's an emotional support animal, which is real people for me.
Yeah,
and
right.
She's a trained therapy dog. But the other one, Barnaby, is just dumb as rocks. He's so cute, but he's not going to be anything. So we have to pay for him. And he's supposed to go in the crate underneath. The seat in front of you. And of course Barnaby is like, I can, I'm a greyhound. Wow. So we just put him under my husband's jacket and pretend that nothing's there. And I order a lot of drinks so that they like don't care.
Really?
Yeah. So he sleeps right on the lap. So does Josie. So it's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The small dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so yeah. You can carry him around.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
They're not like tiny, but they go on the lap, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about dogs yesterday because sometimes I sit on the balcony and there's people walking their dogs and stuff. And it's the small dogs that are really irritating.
They're the worst.
Know?
They're the worst.
I've had a couple chihuahuas when I lived with the kids when they were small and everything. And I fell in love with them, you know, but they're so hard to get along with.
And to be honest, everyone blames.
They hate other dogs. They hate people.
And they're often consoled and like very held tightly. So they never experience socialization with other dogs. So they're not very social.
That's
because
true.
They've never been outside of the arms of someone.
That's true. We always
true.
Hold them
we always
like
hold
a baby.
Them, and they're like babies. Right. And then a lot of people at dog parks blame pit bulls or bigger dogs when it's the little yappy ones that start the fight.
They're
so
the
just
ones.
Be
it's
careful.
Like,
yeah. They're the yappy.
And they're so angry.
They can't take it, right.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. Reminds me of some people. Where like,
yeah, right?
Yum, 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 yum. yum, yum, yum. Shut up.
Dogs are just like people,
oh,
you
God,
know?
Yes.
I mean, we domesticated them. We created this animal pretty much, you
did.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the thing is, like, cats probably can, but dogs can't get can't go on their own. I mean, they can't survive on their own.
Right,
you know?
And like it came from wolves, which
right.
would, you know, wolves domesticated because they found if they stuck with a human, they'd get food and sleep and warmth, and it became this intense bond because the human could use the dog for hunting and sledding and stuff like that.
Right.
So now there's like this loyalty that's like, oh
yeah, right,
just incredible.
I wonder when this started. You know?
I think it was like. I looked this up recently. Well, now I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on
yeah.
it. I'm on it.
Is it something you think pretty recent or back in like the Stone Age?
No, it was pretty recent. It was only like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. It was like thousands of years ago. It wasn't like millions.
Right. No. Thousands, but definitely not hundreds.
Right.
So it started some time ago, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. When did wolves become
that'd be so funny. It was millions
domesticated dogs.
Yeah.
You know? And then we developed a lot of breeds and, you know, crossbreeding and everything.
Yeah, and then it got a little crazy.
Yeah.
Then the poor bulldog can't even breathe. They've crossbred the bulldog so much, his little nose is stuck in so much because it's cute that they can't, they no longer have like the ability to breathe well.
Really?
Yeah, so bulldogs have a very, very short lifespan.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Those poor guys.
I
Let
know.
His nose be his nose. Come on. 40,000 years ago.
40,000?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. I can't believe I said
that. And I'm sure it didn't happen overnight. You know, this is something that happens over ages.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very interesting, you know. So, yeah, we got to take care of our dogs, you know.
Yeah, it's a dog country. I always say this country is so dog country. The only thing that unites Republicans and Democrats is other dogs.
This is dogs.
I swear to God. It's the one thing people will be very, it doesn't matter what happens. There was a video on YouTube where a girl brought a dog with her to a Trump and then a Clinton rally, but she was wearing the opposite of the clothes.
Uh-huh.
So she was like wearing Trump to a Clinton, but the dog was there and everyone was still very kind to her.
Really?
And it was just an experiment.
An experiment.
Yeah. So I always said if Trump ever, nothing will take down Donald Trump unless it's like him hurting a dog. And then it's like, it's over. That's the only thing that'll get him.
Even over hurting people.
Oh my
right?
God. No one cares. No, but if it's a dog, like a Dalmatian, he's like kicking a Dalmatian, but we're like, get him out of there. Immediately arrest him. That's the only thing that Trump supporters will, I think.
I hope he doesn't go that far.
No, of course not.
You know, sometimes I think, I mean, it's not cool to think about this, but sometimes I wonder, will he last 4 years?
No.
You know, I mean,
he hasn't even been sworn.
Him,
yeah.
You
know? Oh, I
know.
That's a real issue.
It is, because
so
there's a lot of hatred.
And they just did a counter sting to Trump's inauguration and uncovered a huge plan to disrupt it. And I haven't read the details. I just read it on HuffPo. But people are already trying to disrupt this presidency. And I think assassination is a real issue.
Yeah, and it
there's so much hatred. We don't
need assassination in this country. You know, I think there's other ways to solve problems. But I just don't know, with someone so controversial, how long he's actually going to last.
And for someone who's also so, he'll go after you personally.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who it's not like he just is the president, you disagree with his policies. He'll tweet you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll get personal and bully you. And it's like, man, people will react.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Sessions is being
confirmed
now in the Senate.
Today, right.
And people showed up in Ku Klux Klan outfits.
Yes, I heard.
I was like, damn, there's a lot of protests against him. And Cory Booker, who has been pretty quiet in the Senate, is meant to be giving a very big deposition
against
Jeff Sessions.
Wow.
So it's very rare for a senator to give a deposition instead of just questioning.
Right.
So, yeah. So look forward to hearing that. That should be fireworks.
Yeah. I actually hope he doesn't get confirmed. I don't like him.
No, he's terrible. He wasn't terrible. He couldn't be a judge because of his racial background.
Really?
Racist. Yeah. He was not confirmed as a federal judge because of his racist backgrounds. He should not be confirmed today.
So who confirms him? The
Senate.
The Congress?
The
Senate?
The Senate advises and confirms appointments.
Hmm.
And they should not let this guy in. I don't think Sessions has a lot of fans anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very
How Sessions addressed charges of racism. This just came up now. But we'll follow this later.
Yeah.
I guess I'm sure
it'll be fireworks, though, so it should be fun. Turn into C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I mean, you know, maybe in some other positions, but as an attorney general.
This is not a good idea.
No, man. I mean, it's going to take us back, like, you know, back to the Stone Age,
yes.
I think, you know.
You're talking about domesticating wolves.
Yeah, right?
No, it's not a good idea.
Wow.
And even people who are for Trump, I know, are wary of this guy. He's pretty out there in terms of his racist background. So it's pretty bad.
Right. I know. And so now then they got the other problem with, I guess, Monica Crowley plagiarizing in her book.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and now, so apparently HarperCollins is pulling Trump pick Monica Crowley's book amid plagiarism revelations.
Yes.
So I guess he was going to, they're going to stop selling
it. Yeah. And it wasn't like once or twice.
Yeah.
She plagiarized like 20 or more times.
Really?
Oh,
I mean, how do people do this and think they're going to get away with it?
It's funny because there's now like software that teachers just can find it.
Yeah.
And then I think back to Melania when she did the whole Michelle. Oh, God, that was so dumb. When she just fully picked her. Oh, God. That woman kills me.
So, yeah, this is going to be a very interesting presidency. I just don't know where it's going to go. I don't know. Nobody knows where it's going to go, and I think that's why people are scared and apprehensive.
Yeah, and what's fun, I went to the museum with my family in D.C., and there were, you know, there was video about stuff and assassinations. They did the whole JFK assassination. The Zapruder film was an exhibit. And you think about assassination of my dad, who's really has his finger on the pulse of the politics and D.C. was like, that is a real concern.
Right.
That I mean, that's really, even you know, Obama, we all thought there was an assassination worry because of race in this country. But for Trump, there is a real concern.
Yeah, there's a lot of hatred, a lot of controversy.
Yeah, so.
You know? I don't know.
So it's a real concern.
It is a concern.
But speaking of Kim Kardashian,
You want to talk? Yeah,
no, go ahead, bring that up.
So
bad.
Yeah, we were talking about Kardashian, actually. You guys just didn't
realize I was trying to lighten the mood, man.
No, I know. Go ahead. Let's go with Kardashian.
Okay, well, they've arrested 17 people because they found 17 people, all veteran criminals, in cooperation for the entire thing that happened in France. So for anyone who still thinks this isn't real, she definitely did have things stolen. And the funny thing is the majority of these suspects are over 50 years old, the oldest being 72. So it's like an Ocean's 11 for like older people. And with no offense to Kim Kardashian, was a very scary experience, but they have arrested 17 people. They do not have any of the jewelry recovered except for the necklace that they dropped by accident on their way out.
Whoa.
So the jewelry is still being somewhere held.
Whoa.
There's your Kardashian news for
there's
today.
The Kardashian news.
That's
now
it.
We can move on to other things. While we were gone, Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds died.
Yes.
And, I mean, that was devastating for Debbie to die a day after her daughter, you know.
Terrible.
And, you know, it's funny because I used to work for Debbie Reynolds.
There's a picture of you with Debbie.
Yes.
In the office.
But in the office. Yeah. But that's a different thing. She was at the station one time a few years ago. But before that, in the 90s, her son Todd was building a Hollywood museum for her.
Oh, wow.
In Vegas. She owned...
costumes, that's right.
Yeah, but she owned a casino there. So in the casino, they opened that that Hollywood museum. And I contacted him because I saw an article in one of the trade magazines in video and graphics and stuff. And I thought... So I called him. I lived in Vegas at the time, too. I called him. I said, you know, I'd like to come in and stuff. And he says, yeah, come and show me what you can do. Hired me on the spot.
Wow.
And we created like incredible sets, virtual sets on the computer and stuff. Now imagine, I mean, this
back
is stuff
then,
that people do now.
Yeah.
This was like in 1994.
Damn.
You know, so.
Oh my God.
And we created, I mean, I remember I did like touchscreen display there and things like this. I mean,
wow. Very ahead of its time.
Very ahead of its time.
And I feel so bad for Todd. Right. To lose Carrie and his mom.
He's lost both of them. And I never met Carrie, but I worked with Todd a lot. And we're friends on Facebook, too. I doubt that he remembers me, but, you know, I'm sure he's met so many people over his life.
Sure.
He's not going to remember the graphic artist, the animator.
Hey, it sounds like it was a cool exhibit.
Yeah, maybe he'll remember.
Maybe.
But, yeah, so she has, like, $50 million worth of costumes and props and things like that, you know. In fact, I have the brochure here. I'll show you after the show of her collections because I designed the brochure also for that.
Yeah, she was on Oprah and showing some of the best stuff she had, including the Marilyn Monroe 7-year itch dress.
Exactly.
And she said, I tore 42 weeks 2 weeks out of the year. So what I'm doing is selling some of these clothes so I can relax in my later years. And it's such a shame that she just didn't get to enjoy more of it.
I know.
But people can die of heartbreak. I mean, she just...
Right?
This proves it. And they said... I was with a doctor at a Hanukkah party. He said people over 80, when they have someone really close to them pass away, they should be checked for strokes right away.
Oh, wow.
Because the stress can cause that.
Yeah.
But what's great is Carrie Fisher's urn. Did you see her urn?
I did see her urn.
It's a Prozac pill, people. It's a giant Prozac pill.
Yeah, and I guess she owned it. You know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like she just brought it.
No, she and Plant. Yeah, I mean, yes. She's just a brilliant. She was brilliant and funny and smart and... she gave a lot of voice to mental health before that was even discussed.
Right.
She really did.
She revealed. I mean, she lived in the public eye from the moment she was born.
That's right. Yeah. And so yes. And she's, if you ever have a chance, go watch the Oprah interview. Just put Oprah, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, because it's the three of them. And then they talk about Eddie Fisher and Elizabeth Taylor. And it's great. And they sing together at the end.
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, she and Eddie Fisher were America's sweetheart couple, you know? And then Elizabeth Taylor sort of like, not sort of, but she stole him.
Oh, yeah. And she said, as they're talking about this, Debbie Reynolds holds up her finger indicating penis size. And she goes, he was very small. And I was like, oh, damn. And Oprah's like, what?
Yeah, she was a funny lady, that's for sure. Man.
Debbie Reynolds saying that was hilarious. Yeah. And she was a smart little actress.
She was, but, you know, I remember they were taken advantage of repeatedly.
By other people
that came. Yes,
the second husband. The second husband was Harry, I think Harry Crowley or something like that. And he stole all the money.
Right. And then, you know, at the casino, when I was there, I could see bad management.
Yeah.
And then they took it to the cleaners, too.
Yeah. She said they said we were broke. And Oprah goes, how broke? She goes, we were flat broke.
Yeah.
They were flat broke. So she started buying the costumes. I don't know how she got the money, but she started doing that to make some money and have some money put away.
Oh, wow.
Which is so interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting. I remember a long time ago I read her biography, and it's pretty interesting to know. She grew up in Burbank here, you know?
Yeah,
I
mean, she was
Miss Burbank.
Yeah, and Debbie Reynolds, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And her family was, her mother was like verbally and physically abusive.
Mm.
And they talk about it on camera, and this was when she was in Texas. So probably they said she was born in Texas and then moved here.
Right.
So she just had a rough time. And Gene Kelly wasn't very kind to her on the set of Singing in the Rain.
Oh, wow.
He was incredibly, he didn't think she was a dancer. He thought he was some pageant queen.
Yeah.
So he would force her to dance and dance and dance and dance. And it just got, they didn't have a good relationship on set. So she had she had a tough upbringing.
Yeah, she really did.
Yeah. So
maybe she rests. But there's so many stories I could tell working there and stuff. I mean, she's just a wonderful woman.
Ugh.
I wish I had met Carrie, but she was never there at the casino. Maybe when she was, I just wasn't there.
I mean, and they were estranged for good like 10 years.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm
maybe
so
that
glad.
That was the period.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad they came back together and were friends at the end. They seemed very close.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, folks, our guest arrived finally.
Yay!
Go ahead, get close to the mic so we can hear you. And we're joined by Rafaela Kapp, right?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Rafaela.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm glad you finally found the place.
Yes, it was the rain. I don't know. Or
oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, thank
exactly.
You.
But I'm glad
here.
You showed up. And then I saw someone walking around.
I did too. I was like, someone's missing.
And I'm
missing.
Like, no, we got to get her in here. Well, thank you for joining us, Rafaela.
Thank you.
You
for
came, you
me.
Arrived despite the rain, and we appreciate that.
Of course.
Are you an LA native?
I am not. I'm actually born and raised in New York.
Oh,
I'm
really?
From New York, yeah.
Really? We're meeting a lot of people from New York
East Coast,
lately, right? A lot of people living here from New York. How long have you been here?
I have been here for, and this coming April will be 3 years, so.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so it's home for you now, right?
Yeah, I consider it home. I do.
Awesome.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, 21 years of my life was in New York, and now three have been in Los Angeles.
Yeah. There you go, and your life is still ahead of you, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go. And you're a musician, right?
I am, yes.
What do you play? Do you sing? What do you do?
I sing. I'm a songwriter, singer-songwriter, and I do play the piano. So
you were a singer from early on in your life. That's what you wanted to do.
Yes. Being in New York, you can't help but kind of just be a singer surrounded by all that theater.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was theatrical music that was like attractive to you?
Yeah. At first, yeah, that's kind
Tori
of weird.
Tori likes theater and
yes,
musicals.
Yes,
and
I'm a theater geek.
You like
yes,
musicals.
I am. Yes, I do.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no, my roots, that's where my foundation is in theater. I mean, that's kind of where I got my start. My first show was when I was 5 in The King and I with my mom.
Really?
Yeah, I used to watch my grandma rehearse all the time in theater because she was a theater actress when I was younger, whenever she'd babysit me, and I kind of just followed in their footsteps. Wow, and wanted to do cool. it ever since.
Now, did you go through voice coaching and stuff like that to perfect your voice?
Oh, yes. I've been training... I've never stopped training.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's important, right?
What good artists always say is they don't stop training.
Right. Yeah. And you've got to, you know. Yeah. That's one thing I never did. I loved singing from early on. And but I never went through training to sing right, you know. So it's like you strain your voice,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Oh,
you
I'm
don't
terrible.
Breathe right. Huh. Things
I'm
like
just
that,
awful.
You know?
I'll fake a vibrato by shaking my head. Up
really?
And down. Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
Well, I don't go that far. I mean, I do sound pretty good if I do say so myself. But at the same time, I think you need that, you know, because your voice is your instrument.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's the most powerful instrument in a band. And everybody's there to support the voice. So you've got to have control over your voice.
Yeah, right. I mean, I have to admit, I think my voice has gotten better. You know what
really?
I mean? Like the more practice makes perfect. You know
right.
what I mean? The more you play the piano and practice the piano, the better you're going to be at your instrument.
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've gotten older too. Your voice changes,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like when you're 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
So that's very cool. Now, so you were attracted to theater in the beginning.
Yes.
What about like pop music and stuff like that? As you grew older, did you get into that at all?
Well. When I was about 18, 19, I took a matriculated leave from Sarah Lawrence College. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of wanted to pursue my career because on top of school, I was going into the city because Sarah Lawrence is in New York. And I was trying to pursue my career and do school at the same time. And Sarah Lawrence is a very tough school. Like,
really?
I love
oh, yeah.
Sarah Lawrence.
That's a tough, tough school
really?
To get
what?
Into and to be. It's very...
What's it for? What kind of a school is
it's
it?
It's a liberal arts college.
It's a college.
Yeah.
Oh, liberal arts college.
But it's all about
okay.
writing. It's all about
really?
Writing, reading, writing, 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 which I loved because I love to write.
Yeah.
So I just decided to just pursue my career. And with that, the first gig I booked was I got to record an EP with the Berman Brothers, who are from our Grammy Award winning producers from Germany.
Wow.
And so that's kind of where my interest in, I was like, why not?
Yeah,
heck
exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to be singing and I can create my own music and it might be fun. And that's kind of what introduced me to songwriting and to the possibility of, oh, I like this too, you know?
Right.
I like this because I always wanted to do theater and be, you know, do the whole acting thing and
right.
singing. I always wanted to sing and
right.
so now I can sing and songwrite.
So when you talk about pursuing a career, you decided you're going to pursue music then? Not
right
necessarily
now, that
writing,
seems to
right?
Be, yeah, right.
I mean,
now.
when you went to that school, you said I decided to pursue my career. You mean in music?
Yeah.
Okay. You went to school for writing, though.
I write, too, yes.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to understand. Okay.
I do everything.
So you're multi-talented there,
just
yeah.
Renaissance.
There you go. And liking to write helps when you want to write songs.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Right now, that's kind of where, I mean, the main focus is in my career is my singing and songwriting. Because right now I'm working on another EP with Enrage Entertainment, which is an independent label that was opened, started by a producer and writer.
Right.
From Sony Music, their husband and wife team, and they took on a few artists and they're developing them under their label that they just opened.
Wow. How come nobody finds me, Tori? I mean, we have to be discovered.
I found you.
Too, right?
No, you have to be a very
I need a Hollywood producer or
always.
Something, you know?
Always.
But no, so you ran into interesting people.
Yeah.
And you got together with them and stuff. So what kind of music was it? I mean, the first EP... So wait a minute, they came to you and they said you should record this?
Well, so just kind of putting myself out there and just putting my work out there and networking and meeting people. And my mom, actually, she went to an event and they were talking about their label and looking for artists and doing a question and answer kind of thing. And my mom just handed them my CD.
Really?
It's
yeah.
always the moms. Yeah. It's always the moms.
Is that your mom that booked the interview also? Because I noticed the last name is the same, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. I figure there's some nepotism going on here.
Yeah.
But, very cool. So, okay. So No, so it's the name of the company is Cappuccelli, is it?
That's actually my family's company, Cappuccelli.
Oh, Cappuccelli Productions.
Yeah,
okay.
The label is called Enrage Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So your parents actually started this production company.
They have their own production company. Yeah,
totally. Oh, really?
Not affiliated with music, the music at all, other than the fact that their production company helps whenever, I can do my music videos through them, or
that's true. Yeah. So it helps. But I think you're showing that you have to show up. You have to do the footwork. You have to meet people. You have to network. You have to be out there. You can't stay home and hope that everything is going to come to you, right?
And just to prove how important it is to always work on your craft, is the first time I met them, they were like, okay, sing us three songs.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
Yeah, right?
I remember watching like Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey's TV show, and they would, when they audition people, they'd be like, go, sing now.
Yeah.
And they'd be having lunch and they'd be like, sing. And you have to be just like so on. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, you got to go. You got to do it.
Yeah.
Now, did you consider in the beginning that this was going to be like a competitive way to go? I mean, it's a very competitive industry, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's getting harder to make money with music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your plan? I mean, you obviously doing this a lot because you love it, but you want this to be a career. You want this to be not just a hobby. You want it to actually pay your bills. You want to be able to say, look, I'm a professional singer. So how do you plan on doing this? I mean, it's very interesting in this digital age where everything's friggin' free,
Yes. Well, right now the focus is to just continue. Right now I have a year and a half development deal with the label.
Okay.
So the deal is right now I just released my single,
right.
Hurricane.
Yes.
Which
I saw that music video.
Yeah, okay, so we'll play it. I have it right here ready, so we'll get to it in a few minutes.
Yeah, and that has the wonderful actor Chris Redd raps in it. And then I'm working on my EP and getting ready for live shows in this year.
So where would you play if you did live shows?
Right. I've never played anywhere in Los Angeles before, so I would love to do the city. The Roxy, Troubadours, Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yeah, right.
That's the plan.
Troubadour.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
There you go. And, we might as well play the song now. So if anybody's
listening.
This is called
Hurricane, people.
Yeah.
And because you do have to get your music out there for people to invite you to venues and things like that, right?
Yes.
But at the same time, though, I'm sure you have to be out there and pursue, pursue the opportunities, and that's the bottom line here. So, but at least you met some professional people. They want to work with you, and that's an amazing thing,
mm-hmm.
to be able to put out a music video and a song, that. So, the song you just released is Hurricane, right?
Yes.
Okay, and this is featuring Chris Redd. Who's Chris Redd?
He's
for those who don't know, I don't know.
He's an actor, rapper, comedian.
Uh-huh.
He is a wonderful guy. He's up and coming. I think 2017 is going to be his year. But I guess the thing that he's most known for currently is he was in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he plays Hunter the Hungry, who is, I guess, a parody version of Tyler the Creator, I want to say.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. I totally don't know any of these names, so I'm totally another generation, and that's starting to make me feel old, but okay.
It's the Andy Samberg really funny spoof on Pop Stars, the movie.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so Chris Redd was in it, spoofing another musician.
I see. Okay. Yes. Okay. So you know who Chris Redd is?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So he's in the video, and so the song is Hurricane. Tell us a little bit about the song before we play it.
Sure. Well, I actually did not write the song.
Right.
I heard the song. It's totally out of my, not even included in anything that was supposed to happen. Just one day when I was recording, I heard it, and I was talking to Chris about collaborating. We were talking about it. Instead of just being like, oh, yeah, we'll collaborate one day, and then it never kind of happened.
Never happened.
I heard the song, and there was a rap in it. And I simply just asked Ebony and Bruce, who are the people that own Enrage Entertainment, if I could have it. Really? And I could collaborate with Chris on it. It just really spoke to me.
Yeah.
Just the lyrics and the feel of it. And I just kind of felt like it belonged to me. They were trying to figure out who to give it to. And I just felt like it was.
And that's good, you know, because I think today they stress that you have to write your own songs. You know, it's like nobody's going to write it for you. But if they actually gave you a song, I think they obviously believe you can deliver on the song. So let's go ahead and listen to it. We're talking to Rafaela. The song is Hurricane, and I'm going to play it from YouTube, and let's check it out.
Cool.
What's that you say? I'm beautiful, and you like my star. Appearances are trivial. I'm more than meets the eye. So if you're looking for a
strength runs deeper than appearance. She's a boss chick walking, homie. To cross her, you need clearance. She's a force, don't take it lightly. Amazon, part Aphrodite. I'm listening, that's so light. Me to recognize a queen dress playing so a nighty. I stay woke, I be awake. Awake and bake, but she don't bake. She call those shots and get that cake. Like Beyonce on her birthday. And if you thirsty looking par, she'll hit you with that lemonade.
If you thirsty looking par, she'll hit you with that lemonade.
Rafaela with Hurricane. All right. Very cool song.
Hot
man.
Song.
It really is. You know, I mean, I really like it because it's got the beat. Ooh. It's got your voice. It's got the rap. And the music video is amazing.
Thank you.
A lot of costumes.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Chris wrote the rap. He did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how did you connect with him? Were you like...
I met him on a film set for the movie Fat Camp, which is coming out in 2017.
Right on. Are you in it? Are you doing music for it?
No. My brother's actually in it. Yeah, he's one of the kids in the movie.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I was hanging out, and I met him, and...
That's how most actors get together. It's like you find someone in an improv class, and then you're ended up... It's like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. I end up 20 years later, like, doing everything together.
That's true,
really cool.
I mean, you just... I guess because you spend time together, and you realize, hey, let's work together.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? So who are some of your favorite artists today? Like... Who does that remind you of, or what are you inspired by in terms of the modern artists today? Who do you like?
So the feel for it's okay. So if I would write music, let's say I would write for Glee.
Okay, got it.
With my Broadway background, with a pop influence,
sure.
My
which is very popular right now.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not that I don't love the artists, or not they don't inspire me, the ones that exist today. But I love like Barbara Streisand.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Babs and I go way back.
The classics. Yeah.
I love like Radiohead. I just did a version of Creep. I love Alanis Morissette. I love Pat Benatar.
Nice.
I mean, I love Katy Perry. I love her. I think she's cool. I love Demi Lovato. She's got a kick-ass voice.
Yeah, she does.
I love Pink currently.
Do you like any old school Britney?
I do love old
school
Britney.
Okay, because it reminded me a little of an old school Britney.
I do.
And man, do I love old school Britney, man.
I do love Britney.
Just that particular song.
I grew up on her.
Yeah, me too.
So
yeah,
I
we grew
Britney.
Up with that. And the Alanis Morris said the Jagged Little Pill is like our Bible. Like that album is everything.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you got yourself involved in the music. I know it's a lot of fun being in the recording studio and actually putting the song together and everything. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
So very cool. You almost have 1,000 views on the video. That's pretty cool,
damn.
You know. That's very nice. So people are getting to know you.
Yeah, I do have a video though that's viral on YouTube.
Nice.
I don't
really.
Yeah, it's from my very first EP. It's called So What. It's so cute and embarrassing. It's like my version of Rebecca Black's Friday. Friday.
Hey, that did very well.
Yes.
You know why not?
Really?
There's nothing wrong with that. All props to her. I love that when I mean,
if
that's
you can go viral on YouTube, that's great. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So now let me see. Okay, so it would be under Rafaela Cap, right?
Yeah, it's called So What.
So What, okay. Yeah, let's play that. I'm wondering about
it's
this
so
one
different.
Now.
So different.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and this one was recorded when?
I want to say 2011.
Okay, so a few
over
years 400 ago.
400 years have passed. Yeah, we remain humbled, but fellas, by the magnificence of his words, with quill to parchment, the bard.
Okay, I'll just go to the music, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Because you can't see
through
the video. The listeners can't watch the video. That's okay, I love this song, you know? I mean, it's for younger girls, but yeah, it's cool, you know? I mean, you make it, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I love stuff like that.
It's so poppy.
Yeah. It's even like Europop, you know? Almost, wow.
So
that's
did you write
cool
this
song.
One?
I did write this
yeah,
one, yes.
You did write
wow.
this one. How old were you when you wrote it?
18.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very
that's
cool.
This is one of the songs I wrote with the Berman Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And great
it's,
production.
I like any song. Yeah. See, I don't have very good taste in music. I will fully admit that. But I like songs that, like, I like pop songs.
Yes.
And I like when I can sing the song, the one, I hear it one time, and then I can sing the chorus.
Yeah.
I'm on board. It's very
know.
Katy Perry. Like, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know, like ABBA or something,
oh,
you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you hear it the first time, it's so catchy, you know.
Waterloo.
But I think you can see your progression from... your evolution from So What to Hurricane.
Yeah,
you know?
A little sexier.
And I'm sure in a few years you'll look back on Hurricane and you'll go, wow, you know, I've advanced so much.
Yeah.
So that's the growth in, you know, in a musician, you know.
Did you watch La La Land? Did you like
oh
that?
My gosh.
Because that must be up your alley, right?
It's so wonderful, that movie. It
I
was
know.
So, I don't, it reminded me of everything I grew up on and loved and watched because the same thing, my grandma, she introduced me to, you know, Doris Day, Debbie Reynolds, you know, all those people.
I was going
to
say, that's
love.
Up your alley, right?
Yeah, Gene Kelly. Yeah.
West Side Story, maybe.
Oh
huh?
My God! Yes, my mom played Anita.
Really?
Well, yeah, in New York.
So
the
you
Jets.
So you come from a talented family too. I mean,
oh my gosh! Yes, my whole family is involved: cousins, sister,
wow.
my mother.
You see, and that's probably why you got the support to pursue music. You know.
Yeah.
When you have parents that are lawyers and doctors and stuff. They
right
want
over
you,
here. Right
yeah,
over here.
They, want
they don't
you,
get it.
No, they want you to go for the degree. They want you to go
yes,
for
they
the
do.
Intellectual
yes,
stuff,
they do.
You know? But you can't take that out of you, right? No. I mean, you're totally into entertainment.
Yeah, and I think, you know? Like, when, but also, they were also very into, like, I went to the Kennedy Center every month and saw musicals. So they were very supportive of the arts, and that just, once it's in you and you were into it, you can't get it out of you.
Yeah.
You have to do
true,
it.
That's true, yeah. And it does take, I think, a lot of courage to say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do professionally. I don't care if it takes me a long time. But that's what I want to
do. Yeah, it is. Know? It takes balls.
Yeah, rather than sit in a 9-to-5 office, you know. I mean, how, you know, when you're a creative type, you can't do that, you know.
You feel terrible.
I did it for several times in my life, and I hated it every time.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
I
hated
it
every time.
I've done it before, too, and I'm like, I want to rip my skin off. It's just very different from the rhythm and the pacing that you and I have. You know
and
what
it
I mean?
Is, you know, and some people actually like those 9-to-5 office jobs. Thank goodness somebody has
somebody
to do
does.
It. Right,
we'll Somebody entertain them on their way to
job.
Work.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Just like I say about nurses and doctors and stuff. I mean, my God, I would never want to do that work. But thank goodness that there are people that clean up after the elderly and take care of them and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, my God, you know, I have two aging parents. We have caregivers for them. I could never do what the caregiver does for my parents.
No, we had that with my grandparents. It was so incredible.
It's
what
hard,
they did.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's very hard.
It's very hard, man. What are you going to do? Like, wash your parents and
well, you're
and
supposed
put
to,
them
but
to bed and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's easier when a stranger does it, though.
Yeah, it's a, there's a dynamic to it that's different when you have a third party there. You know, it doesn't get as complicated.
Yeah, yeah. It sort of like shields you from
there's a boundary.
Yeah,
for sure. It's a mouth guard.
You don't want the warts at all.
You really
you know?
Don't. You really don't. I don't need to be that close to my mom or dad.
But nevertheless, I love having them around and stuff. And now I mean, my brother and I, we go there all the time, you know, almost every day and stuff. Because as your parents get older, you go, I don't know how much time I have left with them, you know. And you're never going to be able to make that up.
Always spend as much time with you can.
Yeah, you know.
When it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone forever, folks. A person is gone, he's gone forever.
That's right.
You know? Maybe they come back as somebody else, but that's irrelevant.
It could be a penguin or, you know, a toucan.
Exactly, but it's irrelevant. They wouldn't come back as who that you know.
So if you're listening, call your mom or dad today and say you love them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point of this story.
Exactly. But we're back to Rafaela and So What. I love this song.
Yeah, I do too. I could get ready to this song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. She's like, I can't believe it. I came to promote Hurricane to play this one.
No, I like this song. I thought of it like when you pick a flower and you're like, he loves
me. He loves me not. That's where I was singing the chorus.
That's true.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to write? Are you a fast writer or a slow writer?
It depends if I have a deadline.
Nice.
If not, it depends on my mood, feel, or what I'm presented with. I have to say, if I don't have a deadline or I don't have anything to present, I'm not very fast at
it. No.
But the process with the Berman brothers was that I came up with stories and like how to write a story out. For each song I wanted to write,
like a narrative.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then the Christian Berman, he came up with like a melody or like a track that kind of fit it, and then we came up with the melody and I came up together and I came up with the lyrics and that's kind of how I wrote that and that. So one day I wrote the narrative and then one day we were coming up with the melody and the lyrics, and the next day I was recording.
Wow. Fast.
And now that took place in New York, right?
Yes.
That was before you moved here. Now, Hurricane, you recorded here in LA. Now, at what point did you decide I'm moving to LA?
It was after I graduated Cap 21 in February 2014, which is a conservatory that was once affiliated with NYU, but they branched off into their own. And I did this showcase through them. And it was a theater showcase, and all these agents I wanted to work with me, and it was fantastic, and it was lovely. And I started working with this agent, and when you're in New York, they're very strict. You know, they want you to do a certain path and a certain thing, and I wasn't really about that, which there's nothing wrong with. I wanted to be able to still do film and television and write if I wanted to and record pop music if I wanted to. I didn't really necessarily want to like go on auditions for a cruise line or go on tour.
Where the money is. Right.
No, that's not what I wanted to do. Unfortunately, I didn't, like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Because, I mean, my cousin right now, she's graduating from NYU, and she just booked an off-Broadway show in New York, which she's performing right now in the musical. She's the lead. And she, hey, that works for her. For me, I'm just kind of like, I got to dabble my hands in everything. I like to be in control.
It sounds like that, right?
So, I mean, it just wasn't for me. So I came out here so I can kind of do everything.
LA has, you can put your hands in a lot of different teapots. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. And this is the place to do it. Did you know anybody when you moved here?
My mom and my sister and my brother were already out here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. I love New York. Like, that's where my heart is. I love pizza. I love the food. I love the smell of New York. I love, like, I cry every time I walk in.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But so I came out here and
how's LA?
I love LA because it's sun and palm trees, you know?
Right. But it's different. I mean, it's really, I did New York and then LA, the same thing. And they are drastically, the pacing is very, very different. Yeah. And the people are very, very different.
People are not used to me out here.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine.
Yeah. They think I'm not very, like, they don't, the
first like
impression
too
is,
aggressive or something.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hey, I'm just telling you how I feel.
Exactly.
It's a New Yorker, man.
I know enough. With the satin gloves and everything, you know, just let me say what I feel, and that's what New Yorkers are like.
I don't mean anything by it.
Just direct. I'm like,
but
that
LA
too,
people,
you know?
Are like, don't even look at me the wrong way. Right. Like, it's very sensitive.
I know. I'll like try to make eye contact walking my dog in my neighborhood, and the people look at the sidewalk to purposely avoid eye contact. I'm like, oh,
right.
My
and
gosh.
You know what? Everybody notices that here.
But what's funny is because New York is a pedestrian town, so you do cross eye contact, right? And LA is, you're in cars, so no one looks at each other.
We're total strangers.
That permeates into making you're not as close with people.
And that's why I think there's a lot of like road rage and things like that also, you know, because people just hate each other. They have no connection to each other. You know? And you're right. And that's the thing about New York. When I know when I go to New York City, it feels like when you look back at LA, it seems like a cemetery almost, you know? It's like so quiet and slow. And yet, you know, we live a fast life here, but I think New York is faster.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So it's much faster.
Can you just imagine like cars just driving nonstop and constant just 60 miles an hour, taxi cabs, taxi, people going to
the
and from
sounds.
Work.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Tourists everywhere, like.
Yeah. So you like LA, right?
I love LA. You know what? Yeah, I love both. They both do different things for me.
Yeah.
It's like different songs, things, right? Like different genres. You know, one's maybe poppy and one's maybe more rock, but they both hit you at different points.
I
liked LA when I got older because I wasn't like raging at the clubs anymore. And I was like, I slowed down. You know what I mean? Like, I liked LA for the, you know, for 30s was like nice to be in LA because it was a little like more relaxed.
Right.
And everyone's like, what up, man? And that was good for me. But in my 20s, it was all New York. Yeah. That was great.
It seems to be a repetitive story, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
you hear
many
that.
People,
yeah.
Creatives in New York, they figure, okay, I want to move to LA and be where all the entertainment is, you know?
Yeah.
And although there is a lot of New York, too, but. But then they, you know, the weather, right?
Yeah.
And all that, you know.
Oh my gosh, it was so hard. I would, like, I lived on Long Island for quite some time, and I would commute to the city. And during the winter time, I would like get on the train at 7 o'clock in the morning. I would go to school, go on whatever auditions I had, you know, or if I trained in the city. I would do everything, and then I'd come home and my car would be snowed in.
Oh,
it would be like midnight. You know what I mean? I'd have to shovel it out.
So weird. Like, my husband puts on the weather thing, and we look at like Chicago, and it's like 3 degrees, and you're like, oh, God. It's so terrible. Here, it's like 74.
All right. Well, Rafaela, tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, so on Facebook, it's just Rafaela. Instagram and Twitter, it's Elabella. And that's where you can find
Ella me. Bella. What's Ella Bella? She's beautiful.
Is that the nickname,
It's my nick. My family calls me Ella Bella.
Right.
Like, and Ella.
Ella, isn't
from
that
Rafaela?
Like, she is beautiful? Isn't that what it means? What's Ella?
I mean, it comes from Rafaela.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Rafaela.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm like, Ella Bella. I'm like, where'd they get
Ella? It was her name.
All right. I'm trying to figure out Italian, and I'm doing a terrible job. Okay, so let's see, final thing. So what do you have in the works now? What are you going to do next?
Yeah, so preparing for a live show.
Right.
And I think it's going to probably be, we're aiming towards February. And I'm not sure the venue yet, but when I do, I'll be posting about it everywhere, all over my Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook.
Sounds
good, and you can come back and promote it and
Heck
everything.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome, you know.
Thank you. Great
songs. Everybody check out Hurricane and So What.
Yeah.
Right?
So What, too.
Yeah, we like So What, too, but Hurricane is definitely a more, like, contemporary song, I think, a more mature song, and it's a collaboration, too, so it's awesome, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Great music videos, both songs. So that's awesome, and we're looking forward to your EP and everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. So all the best to you, Rafaela.
Thank you
again for joining us. Tori, what do you think? Another day? Another show in the can?
Another show in the can.
Another show in the can.
Let's close it out. Let's blow this joint.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you all for listening. Try to stay dry if you're in L.A. If you're anywhere else, try to stay warm. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.